summer, the Spartans and their allies, with two-thirds of their forces as before, invaded Attica under the command of Archidamus, king of Sparta, and established themselves and laid waste the country. Not many days after their arrival in Attica, the plague first began to show itself among the Athenians. A pestilence of such extent and mortality was nowhere remembered. Neither were the physicians at first of any service, ignorant as they were of the proper way to treat it. But they died themselves the most thickly, as they visited the sick most often. Nor did any human art succeed any better. Supplications in the temples, divinations, and so forth, were found equally futile, till the overwhelming nature of the disaster at last put a stop to them altogether.
You planned for siege, but not for the plague. Now you share the city with the living dead.
The plague brought lawless extravagance. Fear of gods or law of man, there was none to restrain them. As for the first, they judged it to be just the same, whether they worshipped them or not, as they saw all alike perishing. And for the last, no one expected to live, to be brought to trial for his offenses. But each felt that a far severer sentence had already been passed upon them, and hung over all their heads. And before this fell, it was only reasonable to enjoy life a little. Third year of this war, of which Thucydides was the historian.